Here is Seo for the Wildcats, just inside the Bradford half of the field. Plays it then to Scott Moore, hands it on to Scruton. The Wildcats just going through the motions at the moment to get through this set, slowing it down, eating up every possible second on the clock. Last tackle of the set, the dash is from Scott Moore. He beats one man. Scott Moore heading for the post, and Scott Moore has won it for the Wakefield Wildcats. Brilliant run from Scott Moore. He gambled everything on that, and he's got Wakefield back, or retaining their status in Super League, with a brilliant try, 1 minute from time, and Wakefield can breathe a Super League future again, because it's Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 22, Bradford Bulls 16. The Bulls disconsolate in back play, and why wouldn't there be? They've run them so close here, but Scott Moore, just that bit of dash, he had a tilt, and it's paid off.
Yeah, Scott Moore, brilliant piece of rugby league, picked it up from dummy half, realised the opportunity was there, but you can put that try down to the one-on-one ball steal by Peter Godinet. Came up with it, giving away stones, giving away inches, one-on-one with Dale Ferguson, but he managed to get the ball, and then just the dummy half play from Scott Moore was too good, and Wakefield will be in Super League in 2016. And you've got to say, you know, good guys, some things do happen for good guys. Michael Carter, one of the best guys around, and you know, really delighted for him and the Wakefield team. As Jordan Tansey, does he have to take the kick? Not even sure he needs to bother now, as he'll get the ball, he'll put it on his tee. Wakefield are in Super League in 2016.
And the players celebrate as the hooter has gone. Here's Tansey's conversion to give us what the record books will show as a final score of Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 24, Bradford Bulls 16. You feel for the Bradford Bulls players away at our left-hand end of the ground, although they were behind and they haven't had it snatched from them in the closing moments, but it just sealed their fate, and they've given everything in this contest, as have the Wakefield Wildcats. And Michael Carter, well, what will he be feeling now? Brian Smith, he's got a huge decision to make, and the intimations, and we'll be asking him now for his reaction after this game, but the suggestions he was making to me before the kickoff at Sheffield last week were that I think he'd quite like to stay here and come back for another season with the Wildcats next year and try and elevate them to a status beyond where they've had to be at the start of this game. But Wakefield, they finished the campaign in 12th place. They were bottom for so long, but they will play Super League football in 2016. And I think I need a drink, Craig Murdoch, and a stiff one at that.
Yeah, really good game, a really good second half. I think the first half was certainly watchable, you know, but both sides were really nervous and really edgy. I think the game opened up in the second half and we saw some quality rugby league. And, you know, I think probably over the 80 minutes, Wakefield deserved it. Bradford were poor in the first half, and I think that's what's cost them the game when it comes in the cold heart today. But, you know, there's got to be a winner, there's got to be a loser, and as I said, for Michael Carter and Wakefield, I'm delighted for them, and they'll live to fight another year in Super League.
And I think I'm just going to grab your cans off you for a moment and just to switch him to the head of Richard Shaw Wright, because never mind presenter for Radio Yorkshire this afternoon. Rich, a dyed-in-the-wool Wildcats fan. And let's get some reaction from you as a Wildcats fan watching that. What does it feel like?
Relief. That's the only word you can use after a game like that. You don't win a trophy. You don't get to be on the honours board for something like that. But it's relief of another year in Super League. And more than anything, the worry of what it would have been for Wakefield out of Super League. And that's a question they don't have to answer over the autumn.